If we take a step back first, I mean, Conestoga Bank lends $1 million a week to a population of 86,000 people. In the UK, there's 68 million people, of which there's 5.5 million small and medium enterprises, so SMEs, as they're known. In the UK, we lend 6 million a week. So what happens in the UK is incredibly important to us. In the UK economy, it's suffering from stubbornly high inflation, interest rates are staying higher longer than anybody had expected. The cost of living crisis is there. We saw that in some of the information in the last few weeks and days, even about supermarket prices. And on top of that, we know that in the Chancellor's statement in the autumn, there will be tax rises. So like I said, what happens in the UK is very important to Conestoga. So we wrote to the Chancellor setting out ways in which we believe she could actually help SMEs how she could actually support SMEs.
And naturally, you lead a bank which is headquartered here on the Isle of Man, but also interest rates are governed by the Bank of England, which of course affects the islands and banks here. Is that why you've gone straight to Westminster?
You're right. What happens in the UK has a ripple effect onto the Isle of Man. It's just a matter of time and quantum. But as I said, we do the vast majority of our lending in the UK, so it makes a lot of sense for us to go where to send the initial letter to the UK, which is where the heart of the issue arises. I think on the Isle of Man, for example, we are slightly cocooned at the moment, but we have a cost of living crisis here. We have an inflation that's running ahead of where I would expect it to be here, so it's only a matter of time before those impacts on the UK economy will come back through to us.
And just how would you summarise the current state of the SME sector based on your research and experience?
Well, we've now been doing the same research for the last 4 years, and 30% of the SMEs in the UK actually said, look, we've paused investing in a particular product or line due to lack of finance. So there's a real need for finance to be stimulated over there. And of course, when you get the market conditions that you're currently seeing in the UK, inflation, interest rate, uncertainty over taxation, etc., then small businesses, well, what banks do is they actually pull the horns in, they make credit a bit harder to get. Small businesses suffer because they can't get the credit they would expect to get. So that's where Conestoga steps in and says, look, if it's a good counterparty and you've got the right credit history for us, then we'll look to lend to that SME.
And you've said that SMEs are vital to recovery. Can you just elaborate on what you think makes them such a powerful driver for economic growth?
Well, interestingly enough, they drive roughly half of the private sector growth in the UK SMEs. And what they do is they're incredibly light and nimble in their feet. They look at new products, they then sell those products into bigger businesses, or they grow themselves into bigger businesses. They are the nucleus of what generates the economy in the UK.
And your letter cites that nearly one in three SMEs have had to pause operations due to a lack of finance. How serious is that funding gap, and what's behind it?
What's behind it is the UK economy. The underlying economy is breeding a position of these SMEs to protect their cash flow, and at the same time, it's actually telling banks and other lenders to say, well, wait a minute, we've got an uncertain future here. Let's not put too much credit out, so they pull the credit back in. And that's where Conestoga can step into the breach and basically say, if it's the right counterparty, then yes, we will lend that money. But we can't do it on our own. Hence the reason what we're saying to government, you've got to actually be aware of the condition of the SME market in the UK and actually look to support it through the coming months and years.
And in your letter, you've outlined five key recommendations, like you said. If the Chancellor could implement just one in full, which do you think would have the most immediate impact or the biggest effect?
The most immediate impact would be just looking at the government schemes. They have loan schemes in the UK, but they're a bit scattergun. They help too many sectors when really they should be focusing in on the sectors that you genuinely need that help. So I think a refocusing on the government schemes, I wouldn't even be suggesting they need to spend more money. They just need to refocus where that money actually goes.
Well, I suppose if the UK Chancellor doesn't adopt any of the kind of reforms that you've called for, well, what is actually at stake there?
what we'll end up seeing is a lack of investment. Businesses won't grow. They will see an increase in staff turnover. There'll be a greater level of unemployment in the UK. That'll impact on people's disposable incomes. They'll see a negative growth, which the Labour government went in has been the number one thing to achieve in their agenda. That just won't happen. SMEs are vital to the success of the Labour government's growth strategy.
And do you see a role for the Isle of Man government in adopting or adapting some of the kind of same policy levers that you've recommended to the UK Treasury?
I do. And for the Isle of Man government, it wouldn't necessarily be they've got to look at support financially to the extent of the UK, but they could be embracing technological changes. I mean, we're living in an island with basically full employment at the moment. So to grow, you can't actually grow by adding people. You need to get that scale by improving your technology. So supporting AI and other new technologies with the existing tax system that the island's got would be a sensible move forward.
And just finally, what message would you like SME owners, both in the UK and also the Isle of Man, to take from your letter?
It's not a lost cause. At this point in time, you've got to protect your cash, look for ways to extend your working capital. That could be by different methods of financing. Be more flexible about your financing arrangements, because we will see interest rates drop in the coming 12, 18 months. So you don't lock yourself in for too long and make yourself in a position where you can take advantage of those interest rate drops when they do come through.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.